This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Iraq's interim government today assumed legal custody of Saddam Hussein. The transfer of Saddam and 11 other former regime officials took place at a secret location in Baghdad. Prime Minister Iyad Alawi views today's transfer of custody as an important step in the process of assuming control of the country. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Baghdad. Tell us what's happening this morning.
Well, Saddam and 11 of his senior associates from his deposed regime were led into a room at a secret location in Baghdad, and waiting for them there was an investigating judge. Saddam was informed that he had now been transferred to Iraqi legal custody and that he was no longer a prisoner of war. He was read his rights, and so were the 11 others, all individually. They were informed that they were entitled to legal counsel and a hearing within 24 hours. So although Saddam and his associates remain physically in U.S. hands, the legal transfer to Iraq's new government has now taken place.
Philip, how did Saddam Hussein look during today's proceedings?
Well, according to Salim Chalabi, he's the head of Iraq's special tribunal, who was in the room and he's spoken to NPR, Saddam looked tired and he looked thinner. He said Saddam wasn't the first to walk into the room, but came in amongst the 11 others. Now, hopefully, we'll see more of Saddam for ourselves tomorrow, when he and the other 11 are expected to appear in a courtroom.
And who are some of the other former regime officials who were transferred this morning?
Members of his inner circle. They include Ali Hassan al-Majid, the man known as Chemical Ali, who's widely believed responsible for the gassing of thousands of Kurds in 1988. They also include Tariq Aziz, the former deputy prime minister, one of the best-known faces of the former regime. They include Saddam's former secretary and two of his half-brothers.
And about the hearing that Saddam is entitled to, what about that?
Well, tomorrow Saddam and the 11 others are expected to appear in a special Iraqi court, again at an undisclosed location. And this is set up to try members of the former regime. Again, this will be before an investigating judge. Charges will be read to them. And the charges that Saddam is eventually expected to face include crimes against humanity and war crimes connected, for example, with the massacre of Kurds, the invasion of Kuwait in 1990, and the Iran-Iraq war. Today's proceedings were in private. Tomorrow, although they're unlikely to be broadcast on live TV, they are expected to be televised. And that's partly because the US and the new government is trying to demonstrate to Iraqis that although 140,000 US troops remain in their country, the transfer of sovereignty to an Iraqi interim government is meaningful. And images on Arabic language TV stations of Saddam and his cohorts, possibly in handcuffs before a judge, are intended to reinforce that.
Philip, thank you. NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad.